The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
That was the sound of Carl and Luna Bott leaving town for the morning. This is Ken Murray. Good morning. It's a great day to be living here in the heart of Superior, California. I'm going to be your host for the next couple of hours, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. In the second hour, I want to talk about how do you pick a city council person and what kind of city do you really want. And the city employees make too much money. We're going to talk about National Suicide Prevention Week here coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to talk about bananas. I'm going to talk about deporting people. A lot of things to cover. I got a stack of stuff, but we're going to start by going to the dogs. I have Amy from Haven Humane in the studio. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
And you have a dog that's trying to lick the microphone.
I do. He's a sweet boy. This is Chance. He is a year-old boxer mix. He is rated for a home with kids 5 and up. He does well with other dogs and does great with cats as well. So he's kind of our all-around good boy.
Very curious dog.
Yeah, he's still young.
I don't mean curious and meaning odd. I mean curious as he's fascinated with everything around him.
Everything he sees.
Seems to be a very, very bright dog. How much does that dog weigh?
You know, I'm not exactly sure on his weight, but I'd guess about 40 pounds.
He's about to pull you off the stool. And if I wanted Chance?
Well, you would come down to Haven and fill out our application. Chance, starting today, we have a promotion going for Labor Day that we're using to thank working dogs. So all of our dog adoptions from today until September 11th is $25. So there's a huge discount there. We want to get all these little cuties forever homes.
What's the regular price?
It's normally $135, so you're saving, you know, $110. So
what do I get for my money? Well, other than the dog.
A best friend.
I know that. But I mean,
the dogs come microchipped, spayed or neutered, depending on their sex. They also come with all their vaccines and a vet check. So they're ready to go home, and they're all set up.
Where do you put the chip?
It goes under their skin.
Where?
I think it goes up by their shoulder blade. So anytime that they are lost, they have a chip reader that reads it, and it can tell you the address of where the dog belongs. So it's always great to have, you know, if your dog gets lost, it's the easiest way for people to find it.
Can I look it up on my iPhone?
I think you can. I think there's a Home Again app, I think the company that we go through for our microchips.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
How many pets do you have up for adoption right now during this special? Is it for all animals?
It's for all dogs.
All dogs.
It's kind of a revolving door at Haven. I mean, some come and some go, so I couldn't give you an exact number at this moment because we had adoptions up until, you know, 5 minutes to five yesterday. So,
well, do you have less than 10 or more than 100?
Oh, we have more. We probably have 70, 80, I would guess.
Whoa. And are most of them old dogs nobody wants or young puppies nobody wants or what?
No, it's kind of a mix of both. We do have some senior dogs. We have some younger ones right now. You know, some dogs go super fast, others don't, and there's not a real reason for it besides they just kind of get overlooked in the crowd. Chance is one of those. He's been with us for a while. Chance is actually a graduate of our Love a Pet camp.
Okay.
So he's had obedience training. So he does know basic commands. He sits, lays down, shakes. So he's been started on all the good stuff as well. So
it's a good looking dog.
Isn't he cute? Look at his little smile. His little teeth stick out, that boxer in him.
But it doesn't look like a boxer. It looks like a mutt.
But mutts are the best.
I agree. They don't. I've had purebred dogs. They get sick more.
Yeah.
So this is a healthy dog. It's had all its shots. Or...
Yes, and Chance is goes to PetSmart with us, so he is actually already neutered. So if you were to adopt Chance, it would be $25 today, and he can leave today. So he is ready for his home right now, today.
He shouldn't. He wants to talk on the radio, too. He shouldn't last the day.
He shouldn't.
He's a really
he
nice
won't.
Dog.
I really don't think he will. We took him to the news this morning and, you know, did our Pet of the Week there, and there were people interested in him, you know, in the lobby. So I don't think he'll last today.
He doesn't like being ignored and locked up in the studio. Wants to be the center of attention. What kind of, you know, you have dogs and cats, but you got other stuff down there, too.
We actually do have other stuff down there. So right now, we have chickens. We have...
You name them?
Not really. I think one of my coworkers does. She loves those chickens. She goes down, like, once, twice a day, goes and checks on them, collects the eggs, because they're already laying, so that it's... We have a potbelly pig.
Uh-huh.
We have two of them.
Uh-huh.
We have a little pair.
Uh-huh.
I believe we have a goat and a horse as well.
What's it take to adopt one of those things that aren't dogs or cats?
Well, I mean, it's pretty similar to the process of a dog and a cat. You come and fill out the adoption application and go through the process, and that's pretty much what it is. It's almost the same as the dog and the cat.
Same price?
No, the prices vary on them, so it is a little bit different.
What happens if I come in and fill out the application for two pot-bellied pigs and say I want to eat them?
We don't allow that. We really don't. If you're going to adopt a pet, they're forever pets, and even if, you know, they're pigs, it doesn't really matter. We don't eat pets.
I see. I got in real trouble one time with Haven Humane.
Uh-oh.
I did. I did. I've adopted several pets from Haven Humane, and I adopted this dog. It was a really smart dog, but the dog wouldn't stay home. Would not stay home. And I lived on 18 acres.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I bought a nice kennel, and I had him. I didn't pin him up except when I was going to be gone. I would come home after work and let the dog out to run around and whatever else. It would promptly take off. I mean, it got picked up. I lived on the west side of town at the time, and first time it left, it got picked up by Haven Humane down at Sunset Market. And I went down. I looked everywhere for the dog, and I went down to Haven Humane, and I said, "I want to see if you have my dog." And the lady at the counter said, "Why would we have your dog? What did you do to your dog?" And I said, "I didn't do anything to it. It just ran away." She was very suspicious. And I went back, and there was my dog, and I paid the fine, whatever it was, and bought a leash and took the dog home. A month later, the dog ran away again.
Oh, no.
And I went back to Haven Humane, and they found him someplace else, I think down by the Holiday Market. And I lived about 3 miles away from there. And I walked in, and the same lady says, you're apparently abusing this dog in some fashion. I said, no, I'm not.
Oh, I wouldn't know why anyone would come to that conclusion. Sometimes pups just, you know,
well,
they got a free spirit.
I think I set the tone wrong when I said, if you have my dog, I want to cut its legs off so it can't run away anymore. They got really tense down there. They don't have a sense of humor.
Well, maybe not for things like that. And dogs do come into Haven for other reasons than just running away. So sometimes they are suspicious at first. You know, you never know. Sometimes dogs are coming in there for a different reason. And, you know, they just want to make sure that everyone's being responsible pet owners.
I was being a responsible pet owner. Loved the dog, but the dog would not stay home. And finally, I traded them in on a dog that would stay home. Amy, thanks for coming by this morning. We have Chance. I don't think you'd be taking a chance to go down to Haven Humane right now and get them.
We're open at 11 today, 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and we are open until 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. so we can work with schedules. You know, some people might get off work later, so and we make sure we got time for people to come in.
It's a bargain sale. He's $110 off today. Only 25 bucks, and you get a forever pet.
You get a forever pet. You get someone that's already been altered, someone that's got their shots, and someone that's microchipped. So you really, you just can't find a better, you know, deal than that.
And, you know, there was a study done several years ago. The only thing all of the death row inmates in San Quentin had in common was none of them had ever, never owned a dog when they were kids.
See? You hear that, people?
That's right.
You don't want to end up on death row? Go get yourself a dog today. $25.
We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Walk in the Park. With a Pomeranian, a Dachshund, a Golden Retriever, and a Pug, Brandon always has his hands full. No matter where he goes, he can always rely on Tri-Counties Bank's service with solutions, even when he's on the run. He can easily fetch the cash he needs at more than 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide, make smartphone check deposits in a flash, and check his finances online from a park bench while the dogs check out the squirrels. With convenient access to his accounts, branches throughout Northern and Central California, and real bankers to call 7 days a week, Brandon's finances are a walk in the park. Over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, mobile and online banking, service that's always by your side. For personalized problem-solving anywhere, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Reading's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Wait a minute. I don't want that bumper music. American Woman, Get Away From Me. This is Ken Murray. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. It is 63 degrees outside, 720 in the morning, looking for a high of about 91, 92, something like that, depending on whether or not the weatherman actually looked outside this morning. The phone lines, I don't even know the phone number here. What's the phone number here? I can't read that far. Oh, 605-4567. 605-4567, if you want to talk on the show. Here in about 10 minutes, we're going to be taking on Suicide Prevention Week. And at the top of the hour, we're going to go into local government, how to pick a city council member or board of supervisors member, and what kind of government do you really want. And while I'm killing time, I thought I'd talk about bananas. You know that 60% of all bananas in the world are consumed in the United States, 20% in India, and the other 20% split up between everybody else. Bananas, more bananas are sold and eaten in the United States than apples and oranges combined. They have four times as much protein as an apple, twice the carbohydrates, three times the phosphorus, and five times the vitamin A and iron. They're high in potassium, vitamin C, and dietary fiber. It's the only fruit that contains tryptophan. That's the same stuff that's in turkeys that make you sleepy after Thanksgiving dinner. Americans eat about 30 pounds of banana per person per year, and just because I'm fairly confident most of us, I didn't know this, most of us probably don't know it. You know where the word banana comes from? It comes from the Arabic word, banan, or banan, however they pronounce it, and it means finger in Arabic. And for my tip of the day, if you don't like those little strings on the banana, you know, when you peel the thing down, and they got those strings and they're more bitter than the fruit, peel them from the bottom up. If you peel them from the bottom up, you don't have the strings. Also, if you buy bananas in a bunch, if you take them apart, they last longer. They don't turn brown as fast. That's your tip of the day. I also came across a news item that says there may be long-term damages because of tattoo ink on your body. You think the little peace sign on your wrist won't do any harm, or the philosophical words on your back meant a lot to you at the time you had them done, or your old girlfriend's name or something. Recent research has shown that tattoo ink is actually much more dangerous to us than we originally thought. According to a recent report by the European Commission's Joint Research Center, the long-term impact of tattoo ink can be very scary. Not only is the ink made of extremely dangerous chemicals, like carcinogens, it has traces of lead, bacteria, nickel, and arsenic. It also has the possibility of causing cancer through genetic mutations, toxic effects on reproduction, allergies, or other adverse effects on health, according to this report. So, your kid wants to go get a tattoo? Maybe not. Maybe not. And, what did I say? Oh, yeah. 605-4567 is the phone number. We're going to talk about whatever is on your mind this morning after I get done talking about whatever's on my mind. And my mind is going blank right at the moment. Where is Carl anyway? Do you know? Nobody knows where Carl
is. I have no idea.
Nobody knows where Carl is. He's probably chasing after Linda someplace. Next week begins Suicide Prevention Week. I think it lasts from the 6th to the 11th. And suicides are at epidemic levels. Just epidemic levels. And there are things we can, in fact, do about them. The first thing is to be aware of the problem. The highest group susceptible to suicide are those in their early 20s. There are an estimated 5 million survivors of attempted suicide in the United States. And there are approximately 2.2 million attempts every year. So, you know, and we're looking at, what did I say, somewhere around 35,000-36,000 fatalities a year. Age range for most suicides is 15 to 44 years or 24 years of age. And I'm not talking about assisted suicides, which are, I guess, legal in Oregon and either soon to be legal or planned to be legal in California. And there's a lot of discussion around suicide. Most of it has to do with religious concerns, It's considered a sin by some churches. On the other side of the equation are those who think that it's a person's body. They have a right to choose. The debate rages because some will tell you that you're addled of the brain if you even think about suicide. The other side will say you're addled by the pain and just want it to go away. So we're going to be covering that with guests here in a few minutes. In the interim, I should say there's a stigma attached to it, and there's actually suicide recovery groups, a lot of them. You know, once you attempt suicide, apparently you feel marked in some fashion. I mean, it's a method of crying out that I need help. You weren't successful with your suicide. Now you feel like someone who needs help and is a failure. And there are actually support groups for those kinds of folks. And we're going to get into that kind of stuff, too. 63 degrees going to 91. And you're not bad, Bob. Who are you?
I'm Jared.
Jared?
I've worked here for a little over a year now.
And you just work Fridays?
No, I work Friday, Saturday. I help the baseball games and the football games. Thursdays when Linda's doing her show. So,
where'd you come from?
From around town.
You grew up here?
I grew up here. I moved out of state for a few years. After I turned 18, I ended up moving back, and here I am.
What got you into radio?
I just got the opportunity, and I thought it'd be fun to do.
How did you learn to do it?
From Bob, just on the job.
Did you learn all his bad habits?
I hope not.
So this isn't a full-time job for you?
No, it's not.
You do something else?
I used to work at a care home up until recently, so not at the very moment.
Okay. Do you like doing it?
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
So can anybody become a radio producer?
I suppose so. You know, you just got to learn on the job. It's not incredibly difficult, but I suppose you would want to enjoy what you're doing as well. So,
I've never learned how to do it.
Oh, well.
I've been in radio stations for years. Looks to me like 10,000 knobs and a bunch of dials, and you know, you've got five computers going. How do you know which one to look at?
Well, one takes care of the breaks. The other's one live streams, one records in case you want to go online to kcnr1460.com and listen to an archived show. And one we use for sound, like recording ads or bumper music, which we will be avoiding today, apparently.
Just don't play that stuff about walking away from women stuff.
Ah, okay.
1460, how do you get online?
You go to kcnr1460.com, and you can listen live on their live stream. You can get in the chat room. Or if you aren't available, you can go on, and if you want to listen to the show later on in the day or some other day, you can go on to their archives.
Are people in the chat room chatting right now?
We do have a couple.
What are they chatting about? I can't even see it. Can it be told on the air?
Yeah, we have Bear Karate here. He's offering up some possible topics. Measures D&E, Shasta Support Services, presidential campaign, city council, unfunded pension levels, and possible solutions.
That's what's going on in the chat room?
Well,
are they talking to each other while I'm talking?
I guess so.
Oh, they just... Okay, well, I didn't know. Looks to me like we're at the bottom of the hour, and I want to go get these suicide gals in here and flesh that out a little bit. Again, at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about everything political. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. There we go. That's my kind of music. Country, Western, bumper music. This is Ken Murray filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. 63 degrees going to 91 today at 7:33 in the morning. The phone lines are open at 605-4567, and we have a couple of guests in the studio, Amy and Cindy. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you are with Shasta County Health and Human Services.
I'm Amy Sturgeon. I'm with Shasta County Public Health. And Cindy?
And I'm Cindy McDonald, and I'm with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
They have a foundation for suicide prevention?
Yes, they do. It's a national organization.
And this is Suicide Prevention Week coming up, right?
Yes, next week is.
Okay. And so, give me your pitch.
Well, like we said, September is actually National Suicide Prevention Month, and it's a time for us to promote awareness about suicide and the stigma that surrounds mental illness. It's also a time that we can come together in support of those who are suffering and console those who have lost someone close to them. So we're doing a few events this month.
Well, let's define some terms here. In that sentence you just used, it sounded like you defined suicide as a mental illness. Is it?
So I'll take that. I'm also a licensed therapist, so I get the blessing of all the clinical questions.
All right, Cindy. Is suicide, an attempted suicide, a mental illness?
It's not a diagnosable mental illness, but usually a lot of people that have a suicide attempt or suicidal thoughts are struggling with a mental illness like depression or anxiety or PTSD.
Is depression a mental illness?
Depression is a mental illness, yes.
Okay. There are 10 signs of depression. You have to score in 3 of them or 5 of them or how many of them?
It all depends. There's multiple different types of depression diagnoses, so each of them have their own criteria.
Well, I don't... That's a therapist dodge. Let's cut to the chase here, okay? I'm depressed. I didn't make enough money to support my family this month. The bills are weighing me down. My mother-in-law is coming to visit. You know, my kid got a D in gym. And, you know, I cry at the drop of a hat. I'm overwhelmed. Am I mentally ill?
So the rule of thumb usually to meet criteria is the symptoms have to be present for 2 weeks or more. So if you were having that and it was a few days and then, you know, you got yourself out of it, then no, technically you would not be having the diagnosis of a depression.
So I'm probably not going to commit suicide if it's less than 2 weeks.
That's a hard one.
That's why you're a therapist and I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to harass you.
No, it's okay. It's good information to get out there, so I don't mind.
Now, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that everybody's so different, and we really do have to take them for the individual that they are, and that's why individualized counseling is such a great idea for someone who's going through a mental health crisis.
And maybe that's why, there's so much stigma attached to suicide, because, you know, I just want the pain to go away, and you want to tell me I'm mentally ill and need counseling. I don't want to be counseled. I want the pain to go away.
But if you come see therapist, we help make the pain go away.
Yeah, for $120 an hour or something in 12 years. I want it to go away now.
Well, I think that's important if you are struggling, why you try your best to interview therapists and scout different therapists, because a lot of us will take a more short-term approach as we want you to lessen the pain as fast as possible. I know I personally don't want anybody in therapy for 12 years. I want to help you get in, out, back to functioning life and feeling good about yourself. So,
okay, and let's say that I have the problem. I mean, now, let's say I have the problem that I just described. You know, my income isn't enough to cover my outgo. You know, my kid's failing in school. My mother-in-law is driving me crazy. And I'm just overwhelmed. My boss is on my case. You know, I'm working as hard as I can, and I seem to be slipping backwards. And I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. So I come see you, Cindy. Mm-hmm. And I tell you that. What are you going to tell me?
So I would say in majority of those situations, therapy is going to be half just giving you that supportive environment to vent, because you might not have that in your different settings. And a lot of the other times it's just rebuilding some coping strategies. So it might be someone just to kind of like, you know, help you, you know, okay, let's, you know, do short-term problem solving, you know, someone to brainstorm ideas with. Or sometimes it's ideas about how you manage and change up the overwhelming thoughts, because our brain can definitely become overpowering in those situations.
All right. Go ahead. What's your next pitch?
My next pitch. Well, as the community education specialist for public health, my job is really about getting the word out to our community about the resources that are available. For anyone who's in a crisis, our main goal is to get them to a mental health clinician that can diagnose what's going on and get them on the right track. But for me and my job, it's about education to the public, not only what someone can do to help themselves in a mental health crisis, but what they can do to help a loved one. I think it's important to understand that you don't necessarily have to be a counselor or a doctor to help somebody in a crisis.
That's true. But I suspect that you have to quit using the word mental health crisis in order to help someone, because I don't want you to tell me mm-hmm. I have a mental health problem. I'm just depressed.
Well, that's true. When you're an individual working with another individual, you have, you know, presumably an existing relationship, and that's how the conversation would start, with your existing relationship. So, you know, if I were talking to Cindy as my friend, I probably wouldn't, you know, say, "Are you having trouble with your mental health illness?" I would probably say, "You know, I've seen these clues, and I've seen things that are going on in your life. I've seen that it looks like you're taking it pretty hard, and I'm worried about you." And that's the form the conversation would take.
All right. How do you diagnose? Let me back up, okay? Mm-hmm. I have had depression, mm-hmm. okay? Clinical depression. And there's a specific definition of clinical depression. And in my case, it was treated with drugs because I don't produce enough endorphins. And you take a drug, and it, you don't, I mean, it doesn't make you high or anything. You just feel normal for a change. Mm-hmm. Depression for me felt like everything in life I was trying to do was like I was in a swimming pool, chest deep in water, trying to run. It took so much effort just to get dressed in the morning, to do anything. And when I was finally diagnosed, and I was diagnosed by actually a medical doctor, and I started taking an antidepressant, within 3 days of starting that drug, I felt like my old self all over again. So, you're a therapist. Therapists don't prescribe drugs.
Correct.
So I come in and I say, I feel like everything I'm doing, I'm running chest deep in water. What's the first thing you do?
Well, I think you brought up a good point about medications, because the research does show that having a combination of antidepressant treatment and therapy are the most likely for success and to be able to manage things as quick as possible. But I know sometimes people have their own feelings about getting on medication. So usually the first session, that's always part of my discussion and evaluation process. Are you on something? You know, are you, you know, have you checked in with your doctor, been evaluated for that, and just kind of feel where that person's individually at of how they want their treatment to look like, if they want to do medications, if they want to just do therapy.
What kind of depression doesn't lend itself to medication?
I think I'll give you my personal opinion.
Go ahead.
So, personal opinion is I feel sometimes people have what you're speaking of is definitely a biological depression where they have where we have the serotonin and the dopamine, which are the brain chemicals that if those aren't firing correctly, you have the physical symptoms of depression. Versus I think sometimes other people might have what I call in my practice situational depression. So it might be a stressor at work or something hard that they're going through, but then they don't have those intense physical symptoms, and therefore we can hypothesize that they don't have those chemical imbalances at that moment.
All right. That raises a very important point. Suicide, statistically, how much of it is biological depression versus situational depression?
I'm hoping one day they have enough data to be able to give you a number.
I mean, we're smarter than the researchers? Let's just sit here and figure this out. Now, the cohort 15 to 24, high rates of suicide. How high a rate in Shasta County?
I know.
Oh, it's on a different page.
I have to look at my graph. Well, while I'm grabbing that, you know, I think that any rate is too high, but where we see it the most is actually in our older cohort, particularly in our older men. So I think that that's a really important thing to remember about not just Shasta County, but California and the national average.
Well, are the rates in Shasta County for any cohort stand out compared to the balance of California or the nation?
They absolutely do. We're actually twice the state average and twice the national average.
Of older men?
For every age.
Twice?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For every age cohort, yes.
And why is that?
That is a really good question. You know, when we talk about
if we don't know the answer to the question, we don't know how to fix the problem.
That is true. I would say that when we understand the risk factors and the protective factors, we understand, you know, what's on our side versus what we're really up against. And the question you're really asking is, you know, what are those risk factors that Shasta County experiences more than the rest of the other counties or the rest of the nation?
Okay. And what are they?
Well, that's a really big question. You know, what I can tell you is that we're rural. We're considered a rural county, and rural counties experience suicide more frequently than metro. So, and there are tons of other risk factors for suicide.
I don't know.
Economic factors, but, you know, as far as, like, how ours relate to, you know, each other and the specific combination that we experience, you know, I think that it would be nice to have a study to that effect, too.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Just thinking about going to San Francisco makes me want to commit suicide, but I'm a rural guy. We'll be right back.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before. Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am. All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm. Here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Call agent Zach Bay at 221-3224 or visit his website at zachbay.com.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on.
I love this bump music. Jared, you're my hero. Welcome back. It's 63, 64 degrees here in downtown Reading. Phone number 605-4567, going up to 91 today. We're talking with Amy from Shasta County Public Health and Cindy, who is a therapist. And we're talking, this is National Suicide Prevention Month or something.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, your goal in life is not to have any suicides, but what are you going to do about it?
Well, right now, we do have a community work group, and this is comprised of volunteers that have come to the table to really talk about the problem of suicide in Shasta County and come up with ways that we can reduce suicide through education and outreach. One of the things that we do is free training for everybody in the community. It's called Question, Persuade, Refer Training, QPR, and we make this available for free to our community. I can go to groups. I've gone and done this training for clinics. I've done it for schools. And I also hold a training once a month at the library. So we're wanting to make training accessible so that people know what to do if they have a friend or neighbor or coworker or family member in a crisis and they need help. So the more people who have the tools to help somebody, the better the chances that someone in crisis is going to get the help that they need.
How do I know someone's in a crisis?
Well, there are warning signs that you can look for, and we go over that in our training. A lot of situational cues, like if someone's going through something really difficult, like we were talking about before, any kind of loss, if you see that they're acting somewhat uncharacteristic for themselves, for example, if they're acting more moody or depressed, if they start saying things like, I'm just tired, I'm just done, nobody would miss me if I was gone. So these are some of the red flags that we talk about. And essentially the message is that when people start saying these things or acting these ways, then it's a good prompting to have that conversation. And also that it's okay to ask the question and talk about suicide.
Wait a minute. I got lost someplace. Okay. I'm old. I'm depressed. Nobody's going to miss me if I'm gone. And you, young lady, you're going to talk to me about that?
Absolutely.
What are you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you that I want you to stay, first and foremost.
You don't even know me. Why do you want me to stay? My kids don't care if I stay. Why do you care? I mean, I'm sorry I'm putting you on the spot, but no, I mean, I'm, you know, that's my reaction to it. Cindy, do you think I'm being irrational in my reaction?
No, I think I would try to find something that is, you know, whether short-term or long-term, something that we've got that you can hold on to, at least for that moment. So, okay, maybe you don't think kids don't care, but, you know, do you have a pet that's going to miss you? Do you have, you know...
No, Chance just walked out. He was here for Anna. What a nice dog. Somebody needs to go get that dog from Avon Humane. That's a great dog.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So sometimes it's about, if you know someone's struggling, it's about trying to find something in the conversation to, you know, get them to connect with. Or sometimes it's just giving someone to distract for a few minutes and, you know, maybe, you know, get them to emotionally calm down so then maybe they can look at things a little bit differently.
All right. Let's separate this into two parts. There's suicides, okay, and attempted suicides. The dude that does suicide, you can't help because he's already done. Right. I mean, you can look for the warning signs, you can look for the red flags and do whatever you can try to do. And there's educational materials for that available through public health. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. What do you do for people who attempt suicide, which are far more people than people who actually commit suicide?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to help those who attempt suicide and are unsuccessful? Which I suspect in most cases is really a giant scream for help. What services do you provide those people? Support groups? Anything?
That's one of our goals. I think it's just had a hard time getting traction. One of my goals is always to try to create a support group in town for attempt survivors. It's just been challenging to get people on board to, you know, lead and attend. One of the things that we are doing this year for the Out of Darkness Walk, which is on Saturday, this coming Saturday, September 10th, not only is that event for people that are what we call lost survivors, so people that have lost someone, it's a community event, but then also we're trying to really heavily incorporate this year in what we call lived experience, which are those people that are attempt survivors or struggle with mental illness or any other, or just depression and anxiety, that they can come and get. We've got lots of resource booths. We're actually going to have a couple of lived experience activities, messages of hope, things to try to get some of that population seen and heard and get them some support just in that event this year, which is something new.
But there isn't a suicide support group in town, a suicide survivor support group in town of any kind?
There is the Good Grief Suicide Loss Support Group, and that is for those who have lost someone to suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And because suicide carries with it a lot of stigma, a lot of judgment, this is a very safe place for people to come together and really give each other peer support. So we do have that.
How do I access it?
Well, they actually meet every first and third Monday at 7 p.m. at the Starbucks community meeting room on Bonnie View. So it's actually just a walk-in. You can go in at any time that they have their meetings, and it's open to the community.
Down there by 273?
Right.
Yes.
There's a community. I'd already been in there. There's a community meeting room.
Yes, it's right next door to the main area of Starbucks, and has a door so they can shut it.
And okay, and it's which Mondays or Tuesdays?
First and third.
First and third Mondays at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can walk in, and that's if there's been a suicide in your family. You're trying to cope with how you feel about it, coming to grips.
Yeah.
But as of yet, there's no, and one of your goals apparently is, there's no attempted suicide support group. I mean, there are lots of different reasons for suicide. I mean, there are groups for, I mean, alcoholics commit suicide, but there are AA meetings for them, right? But there's no meeting for just people who are overwhelmed with life. And want to end the problem, and actually think they want to end the problem, make an attempt, fail, and they're probably worse off than they were before they made the attempt. What do we do for them?
Well, if they get the care that they need, statistically it states that they will probably never be suicidal again. That doesn't mean that they won't be in pain again, but if they do, for attempt survivors, if they get the care that they need, then and that really means getting clinical care, and if appropriate, then therapy, medication. It just kind of depends on the individual.
Who pays for it?
Well, that is one thing I do appreciate about some of the insurance changes that have happened. I've seen, at least in my private practice setting, the amount of people that are able to get insurance now that actually covers mental health services greatly increased on my end. So I think, you know, if people, you know, are concerned or they want someone to talk to, even if they're not suicidal, if they're just maybe needing someone to do stress management with or anything, check your insurance benefits, and they might be surprised about things that are actually covered nowadays.
Medicare, Medi-Cal?
Mm-hmm.
Covers it?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. See? Yeah. It's been the last couple of years, that is the one perk of everything, is a lot of people have been able to get services now.
So if we have double the national rate of old people trying to commit suicide, and we've all got Medicare, we come see Cindy.
Yes, you may.
Lucky me. Do all therapists take insurance like that?
Not all, but the amount of people that have been increasing their being on the panels for those insurance companies have, I would say, doubled, if not tripled, in the last year.
How would I even find out who and where you are?
Where I am, or where, like, an insurance provider would be?
No, not an insurance. I know where the insurance guys are everywhere. They got ads all over the place.
Yeah.
How do I find you or a person in your profession?
I recommend people check out the Psychology Today website. I think it is the nicest hub where you can input your zip code and it brings up all these different therapists. You can do, you know, someone that specializes in anxiety or depression. It has all of our bios on it. It's one of the bigger places that most of us advertise, and it's one-stop shop where you can read about us and call us and all from there.
There's also a mental health services locator link on our website, which is ShastaSuicidePrevention.com. And I encourage everybody to check that website out so that you can see what resources are available.
You know, I just think we got to change the terminology. I don't want my kid looking over my shoulder seeing I'm looking at a website, suicide prevention, whatever. I just need somebody to talk to.
And, actually one of the greatest resources that we have is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. If you're not in that place where you feel comfortable going to somebody that you know, you can call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. And they have trained counselors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The call is anonymous. It's free. And I know that a lot of people are not comfortable calling on the phone anymore. A lot of our younger generation would feel more comfortable texting. And the cool thing about that is that they have the crisis text line now, and you can text listen or help or, in crisis to 741-741, and someone gets on the line with you and counsels you that way.
Okay, so, I'm on Medicare. I want to know, and we have double the rate. I want to know... is there a telephone number I call if I want counseling paid for by Medicare?
There's usually a number on the back of your card.
My card?
On your insurance card, yes.
Oh, really?
Hmm?
Okay, and what's tell me the website again.
Oh, for the work group, it's ShastaSuicidePrevention.com.
Okay. Ladies, I appreciate your being in here this morning. I hope nobody offs themselves in the coming month. That's your goal, right?
Yes.
Thanks for being here. We're going to be back after this break for the news. We're going to talk about politics.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Our Maine getting weaker as it moves up the northeast coast. The National Hurricane Center says winds are increasing, I should say, along the southeast coast, but it is moving farther and farther to the north. Right now, it's already affecting the Carolinas with some heavy rains. John Tecklenburg is a mayor in Charleston, South Carolina.
We're really blessed today that we don't have a Category 2, 3, or higher hurricane.
But they are not taking the storm for granted.
But we're taking this storm very seriously.
The tropical storm sustained winds have decreased to near 60 miles an hour. When it came ashore in Florida this morning, Hermine was a hurricane, the first time a hurricane has made landfall in the Sunshine State in 10 years. Samsung Electronics is recalling the just-launched Galaxy Note 7 smartphone line today. That's after finding batteries of some of the flagship gadgets exploded or caught fire. Florida has found the Zika virus in three groups of mosquitoes trapped in Miami Beach. Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez says the message stays the same for residents and visitors to South Florida.
We need to drain and cover. If you have standing water, drain it. Cover it. If you're going out at a time when mosquitoes, when you know they're prevalent, or in a place where they may be prevalent, please wear adequate clothing and also wear repellent.
One of the traps that tested positive was at the Miami Beach Botanical Gardens. A slowdown in job growth may reduce the chances that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates when it meets later this month, economist Gus Fouché.
I think they want to see how things play out over the next few months. We do have the presidential election coming up. So this is certainly consistent with an increase in the Fed funds rate when the Fed meets at the end of 2016.
The U.S. trade deficit fell in July as imports declined slightly and exports rose to the highest level in 10 months. Orders to U.S. factories increased in July by the largest amount in 9 months, propelled by a big jump in demand for commercial aircraft. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in senior home care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
The State Department has agreed to release all the detailed planning schedules for Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a reversal, State Department lawyers said they would give all the Clinton records to the Associated Press by mid-October. The decision is significant because it will make available before the election all of Clinton's minute-by-minute schedules. An earlier batch of released schedules showed that more than half the people who Clinton met or spoke with outside of members of the U.S. or foreign governments had donated to the Clinton Foundation either personally or through companies or groups. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A former Stanford University swimmer whose 6-month sentence for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman sparked a national outcry has been released from jail after serving just half of that sentence. Brock Turner walked out of the main entrance of the Santa Clara County Jail today and plans to head to his native Ohio to take up residence with his parents. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. After years of study, the FDA is cracking down on antibacterial hand soaps.
The Food and Drug Administration's just banned the use of 19 ingredients used in antibacterial hand soap
finding there's no scientific evidence the soaps are any more effective than just plain soap and water. In fact, the feds found that the use of ingredients such as triclosan could do more harm than good over the long term. The ruling applies only to hand soaps, not to hand sanitizers.
That's correspondent Wally Hines reporting it. Rough terrain is complicating efforts to recover the bodies of four Alaskans and a Montana man who were killed when two small planes collided in western Alaska on Wednesday. There were no survivors in the crash 6 miles northwest of the village of Russian Mission. That's about 375 miles west of Anchorage. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average thriving in early trading. Right now it's up by about 96 points. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Carl and Linda are out of town. I thought I was going to hear the motorcycle there someplace, but I talked too soon.
No, we just, they shorten it for the second hour.
This is Ken Murray, and welcome back to the program. This hour we're going to be talking about local politics, but before we get to that, we're going to talk with Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Bank. Susan, what are you doing with my money, and am I making any?
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are advancing ahead of the holiday weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 97 points at 18,516. The S&P 500 is up 10 points at 2,181. The NASDAQ Composite advancing 28 points at 5,255. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 7 cents, trading at $16.07. Chesapeake Energy positive 28 cents, trading at $6.53. Bristol-Myers Squibb down 83 cents at $55.92. For local stocks of interest, AT&T up 4 cents at 41 even. UPS positive 12 cents, trading at $109.63. PepsiCo up 67 cents at $107.98. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.59%. In over two commodities, gold is up $3.40 an ounce at $1,320. Silver off 3 cents at $18.91 per ounce. Crude oil up $1.03, trading at $44 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan.
Have a great
day, Susan. How do you plan on voting for city council? You know, Carl harps on leadership. He's looking for leadership and complains about lack of leadership. What is leadership? What's the price of leadership? Reagan was a leader, but he was excoriated in the press until after he got into office. He was a movie actor who couldn't do anything. And you know, we have this movement called Make Northern California a State. What's that thing called?
State of Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, State of Jefferson. Actually, I'm not particularly fond of the State of Jefferson. I thought, and I proposed 30 years ago, that we secede from California and merge with Nevada. Wouldn't have the problem of creating two new U.S. senators. And we could give a deep water port at Eureka for all of the desert that's Nevada. And we couldn't get any worse representation out of Carson City than we're getting out of Sacramento anyway. I think it'd be politically a lot easier. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about leadership and the price of leadership. I've been on the council twice. I've been mayor twice. And I was a leader. I was a leader in 1997-98. When I said we got to jack up the electric rates by 28% temporarily to retire all generation debt, because we're going to deregulate, the state is going to deregulate the electric utility, and I was successful in convincing the majority of the council that that's what we needed to do. I was excoriated for that. Because everybody knows that when government raises a rate, they never lower it. But 3 years later, the debt was paid off, and the 28% surcharge was eliminated. When I left office in 2008, there was no electric utility debt for generation. They have it again. I don't know why they have it. That doesn't make any sense to me. But the price of leadership in my case was I got thrown out of office in 1998. So, you know, leadership has a price. We tend to elect people who feel, who make us feel somehow. We tend to vote for someone who resonates with our feelings about things. But I don't know about feelings as an appropriate reason to vote for someone. What we wind up with when we vote with our feelings is someone who represents our feelings. But if our feelings aren't the majority of the community, our feelings are going nowhere. I mean, it makes us feel good, but it doesn't get anything done. And I've said before, you can have five different council people all representing different sets of feelings, but if they can't get along with one another, nothing gets done. They can all be right, but they can wind up with nothing. And I've had the experience where you could agree on the five top priorities for the city of Reading, but not agree in which order they ought to be addressed, and so none of them got addressed. I'm not sure it's any different than that in Washington, D.C., but we've got Doug LaMalfa here who's going to tell us. Is it any different there, Doug?
Oh, it's way different, Ken. Good being on with you. Yeah, everything works very, very streamlined and quite good harmony. Just the news doesn't report it right.
Is your tongue stuck in your cheek permanently or what?
It's being held by peanut butter right now.
What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm good, Doug. Yeah. Good to talk to you.
You were my first interview as a brand new candidate for the assembly on the radio when I was up there.
I remember that.
Late 01 or early 02, somewhere in there. So it's good catching up with you again on the air. But hey, you know, it is a hard deal, as you're speaking of there, with aligning your thoughts on your ideology or your feelings or whatever it is. I mean, it's a thing where, you know, when I offer myself as a candidate, I put out, here's my belief system. This is shaped by your upbringing, your community, your family, your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And by and large, there's, you know, you can maybe find 60-70%, maybe a few more, of the people in the district you represent that agree with you on 7 or 8 out of 10 of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
That you might be looking at, you know. So
so you have this platform, and you run on your platform, these are the things I want to do, and then you get there, and the reality is you can't get any of them done. And
that's
just the reality. And so as a representative, you know, I'm not talking about you personally, but my observation is that anyone in the U.S. House of Representatives then reverts to constituent services. You do what you can for the people in your district, and your major goals kind of go the way of the majority. If they like them, hooray, and if they don't like them, you're screwed. Is that the truth?
There's a lot of truth to that. I mean, you know, yeah, and then I learned that pretty early, you know, at the state level, and then at the federal level, well, hey, the Republicans have the majority of the House, you know, and people are all saying, well, it must be great, and you're going to go back there and have the majority, and I'm kind of, yeah, I'm still looking across the other end of that building, and you have the Senate that doesn't move very much for you, and then down the street at 1600, a president that won't sign very much of what you have.
Well, explain to me why everybody blames everybody else for the problem. I mean, the House of Representatives blames the Senate blames the president blames the House of Representatives. It sounds like a giant circle.
I get it, Ken, for people, just regular normal people, like, how come you guys can't get anything done? And it's frustrating for them. It's frustrating for me and my colleagues, too, because, you know, there's the balance between, okay, I was sent there with a certain belief system and certain platform of things. Here's what I will do and here's what I won't do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get back there and you find that the 7 or 8 things I'll agree with this person over here, we might only be in agreement with 2 or 3 issues on another person from a different state. So the blame game doesn't really turn anybody on. I get that. But I guess I have to walk you through what the process is and remember, hey, here's the process, like it or not, blame or not. You have to pass a bill in the House. It goes over to the Senate, and if they take it up, then they're going to have their own spin on it. Then the two different versions of the bill, or maybe they're likely to go to a conference committee made up of both parties and members of both houses, and they're going to hack something out of that. And, you know, if it's palatable, then maybe both houses will pass it. Hopefully, if it goes down to 1600 Pennsylvania, the president signs it. So I guess in one fashion, blame the founders for having checks and balances, which the intention wasn't to have bills that move fast, but bills that are very well deliberated, because once a bill becomes a law, how often does a bill become, a law become unlaw? How often is it retracted or rescinded? Not often. So I think the founders in their wisdom were saying it needs to be very deliberate before you subject people to a new law. And that is frustrating, especially in our times. But I also have to say the byproduct of whoever gets elected is you lay that in the hands of the voters, okay? I mean, if we...
So ultimately, we are the problem. We met the enemy, and it's us. We're voting for all the wrong people?
Well, that's the wrong way I would like that to come off my... off the tongue there, but I mean, you know, Obama's got elected twice. Somebody elected him, you know, and we look at our state legislature and the antics the last couple of days there. Somebody from the urban areas is voting in people at a rate faster than we can vote in good representatives in the rural area. So, you know, again, blame game, you know, nobody wants to hear that. I get it. But at some level, you have to look at the mechanics of how all this comes together. And you do have a better shot at the local level. You talked about your members of the city council, your board of supervisors, that's a smaller handful. And so the more we put power back at the local level, I think the better the accountability is. You don't have to travel 2,800 miles to D.C. or whatever, and or even run down to Sacramento when you can probably bump into your council member or your supervisor in the store and say, hey, what's going on with this pothole, or how come you guys did this or that? And, you know, again, that's idealism. You know, our summer recess is going to end here in just a few more days, and we're going to go back and have September to try and solve some of the issues. I'm still pushing that our forestry needs to be much better managed as we enjoy all these brown, smoky days, and our water management and our water storage. And in the midst of all that, we'll have to fund the government for another portion of time because the fiscal year ends in October. And we have some appropriations bills that got done, but some of it's going to have to just be thrown into an omnibus and hopefully can be palatable.
Doug, I appreciate your call. You want to hang on? I've got to take a break, or you got to go, or what?
Oh, a couple more minutes, and I got to leave. But,
okay.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the park test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
There's no better time than today to head into Redding Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior
our sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Norton Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. It's finally
welcome back. It is Ken Murray in for Carl and Linda Bott. We're talking for the next couple of minutes with Doug LaMalfa, our representative in the U.S. House of Representatives. So, what's up?
If you're looking at the schedule here, September's going to be pretty darn busy back there and finishing up the legislation that's been going for the year. And again, we got to do something on water supply. And then the funding that I talked about too, with the fiscal year coming to an end. Again, we've tried really hard this year to move through an appropriation process, which means good committee work, good floor work, as opposed to this omnibus.
And 10% of dollars in the city of Redding, as the electricity board essentially has 10% lower rates. That's the way it is. Now, many city firms, the personal department or computer and accounting department, all build time out of funds. That keeps the interest in business trying to hire their employees. So we can have one clerk serving all or lawyers serving all their presidents, and none of the money come out of general funds. The city manager is primarily out of interest funds because he oversees. In the writing of the budget, I'm not sure what the items are. Somewhere around $10, maybe a little more. All of the city function just named off. City council has control of about 95% of the money. City council members, because we're in the city, it's a dollar a month. Plus, they get insurance if they have them. Gave the service. When the city building is 1,000 feet law, you step up to the next, I don't know, if it's 700 bucks or whatever it is. Now, I want to bet that. See, Sacramento. So Sacramento city council members just get themselves a raise. They're a charter. City council members are making $36,000 a year. $136,000 a year. There are eight of them. And it is a part-time job. And the only thing is they don't show up. I mean, the mayor has less than half the council meetings run down in 3,000 a year. They also have a city manager who's making $500,000 a year. The city manager has 90 city managers all making an excess of $250,000 a year. People complain about, well, the person makes too much money. I don't know, $200,000 a year or something. The person makes less money than the city manager in town has far more responsibility and a bigger budget. The hospital administrators in town, and some employees like Maria, some of my employees in the city, they make $1 million a year to run their operations. You complain about how much people are making. I would like to suggest to you that we have, just in the year that I've been here and involved in city politics, decided we couldn't hire secretaries because we didn't have enough money. Right? We're paying money. Even with all the security because of the government job, we couldn't hire any. And back in the early 80s, there was a time we couldn't hire any house. We just couldn't. Nobody would go for us. And there was a time when we couldn't hire a city manager. And that happened in the mid-90s. Hired the manager, hired the city attorney, and we said, well, what do we got to do to replace it? We surveyed with professionals to tell us. We were in the bottom 10% of cities in California, and couldn't get any applicants. And so went from a city manager who was making, $65,000 a year in 1994 to Mike Warren. And we hired Mike, we had $120,000 a year, which was average in the community, but still lower than comparable city in California. So, I would agree that some cities too much, that they don't pay enough. A good example of this is engineers, specifically traffic engineers. A traffic engineer has level of schooling and some level of education of experience. And they are based on the competitive out there. And based on what criteria the city council sets for employees. And who does the writing or the C-Shot look at the address with Caltrans? Sometimes the employees more than Caltrans, sometimes the employees less than Caltrans, but there's always some relative parity with this. The greatest disparity, I would expect, is in electric utility. PG&E workers make far more than city of Reading workers for doing exactly the same job in their utility. And we've had lowering electric workers. So, it's like anybody who I hear this carpeting plant called in on chat rooms or whatever else saying, you know, we spent way too much money. I ask you, what kind of you want? You want lower criteria? Tell me what's wrong. Tell me what is to fix it. You know, whatever it is. Too many folks want to do things that are. You hire somebody, even around your home. You hire somebody to do something because either A, you can't do it yourself, or B, you're unwilling to do it yourself, or C, you do a cost-benefit analysis and figure out that, yes, you could do a plumbing fixture, but you're going to have to go out work to do it. It's going to cost you extra dollars, and it is cheaper to hire a plumber. Same is true with government employees or employees in the private labor force. You know, they're paid based on what you expect to do and what they do, and because it's cheaper than alternative. If we started brand new today, had no debt, no unviable, none of that stuff. You want a fire, you want a police department, you want washer street, blah, blah, blah. We get all the stuff up that you want and determine the caliber of people you want to fill those jobs. You can do analysis and how much do I have to pay to get the quality of people. City goes through that regularly. I mean, all the time, you're going through surveys, analysis, comparisons to the private sector. What do they have to do to make sure they're paying the most, but they're paying what they have to pay in order to fill the jobs? So I'm a location city employees too much. It's like I'm a location with people who say, we'll say it's too much. It just, you know, you want to do it yourself, fine, go do it. If you have a solution, that solution is. So you think, and I'll give some of my own thoughts, okay? If I started from scratch and I had all the parts, I mean, I can't get rid of the auto shop, we got cop cars, can't get rid of computer main, we got to get rid of. So that free money for things here, though. If people are having more cops on the street, well, what shall I cut out of this? Get rid of the airports? There are losers. Let me think. What about street mains? I'm sick and tired of having a lot of streets down. I've got a 40-August mains. What can I give up to get street maintenance? I'll tell you what you can give up and get rid of bus service. I have a bus city for $4.5 million a year. It's not a requirement. You don't have to have a bus service. The money for the bus service comes the same amount of money generated for street maintenance. What do you want to give up to get what you want? What is leadership? Number 05456.
Is there anything more relaxed on a warm summer day than your patio? Butch Mines is a low-owned developer and knows how to make our outdoor space in our area comfortable. Jerry Butch Mines offers proper installation of patio-shaped exterior window frames, including solar shades, which can help you save on energy bills. Budget on Red Bluff also offers quality brick for window coverings, window screens, and water. Get a patio or upgrade stylish, sturdy patio window frames, and a shade that gently fills patios well, perfectly complement your outdoor heat. So relax on your patio, and we've got perfect and high-quality space.
My goal for our customer here, Budget Blinds, when we walk out of the house, and not sure it was, we walk in, cover exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of window covering, Budget Blinds, call today, 2-9-0-2-7, or visit the web at blinds.com.
Hi, we're Billy Patrick, our solar, our sun, our mirror dealer.
You know, Power House, local family of business 2003, and solar is all due.
Solar, electric, battery, batteries, and pool solar, so you can swim more money here.
Solar energy company every month, and they have financing options available. So give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-1500. Visit their website, powerhousesolar.com.
They have quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has highest efficiency panel with a best warranty in the industry. Want to be a bumper to bumper.
Power House, local electric warranty and installation of the original at the origination. So check out solar, may reduce electricity costs, and help the environment.
Call 275-5600. Like SunPower, Power Solar has an A-plus better bid over.
Check third-party customer reviews. PowerHouseSolar.com. Call 25-53 PowerHouseSolar. Sun Miller.
Start your some football tailgate at Winter River's Inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down session on Saturday and Park Green. Win a pair of race tickets, a $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Where on town offers this. More ways to win, more prizes, blah, blah, blah. Our stadium back, half off until it happens. Just log on to river.com. Football is better at the river. Play a $100 or pro promo and win results. It's a fuzzy, full automated pick style promo. Simply swipe your river club card and collect a receipt with your pick results. Enter to stand a toply pick for $100 weekly. Toss and toss winners for $1,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For rules and tales, head out to river.com. Foster.
Welcome back to the Henry and Girl Bob.
Good life.
Phone number is 5567. Where are all the phone calls people blame about government all the time? I don't understand. I don't understand. 605-4567. Cooper Rogers makes $60,000 a year, piece in a part-time job. Now, Chris Rock tells all the time. David Gill will tell us all the time. They do it full-time. I know about work. Maybe they don't. Definitely, it's a part-time job. And other 500 million or 400 million, they have control over only probably $45 million. So, you know, sell some centers a piece, they can roll $300. Doug Lamont is right. The most control you can exercise is the government. Not so much on them because they don't have control of most of their budget. They have very little of the budget. So, tell me, what's the leader? What can you do that you don't have? And keep in mind, the government we put in place that put the rules we wanted in place. We, meaning the community as a whole. So, about
money. Thanks, Mike Milk. Great show this morning. Done a better job.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, the comment on the because this is the absolute. You say they're paid well, they deal with you. Again, four managers, 250,000 plus benefits. Are you? There's four of those out there, $7 limits. Plus, you got certain has three or four deputies. I know, I heard you mention it, seven of those deputies and everything else, but they have, instead of a people in there, also their population. So don't compare anywhere to the city. And these smud and all this other. But again, we are overweighted on top. The liabilities have been missed in the previous council, and that we didn't make adjustments to pay for that. And it was retroactively given to every employee a year ago. So it's been a lot of statement, as you well know.
Well, could I?
Yes.
All right. Let's start with their overpaid electric utility managers. Realize that the current electric utility manager makes more than $60,000 a year, less than the last one did. Would you consider that me saving on the part of Chris Storm?
No, I don't believe that he's making less money than the previous director.
I can tell you fact he's making less money. It's fact. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a lot of common street knowledge that just isn't factual. Now, they make much well. What's it for somebody who runs a $200 million business? And that's what you're empty bin of. That's like, and where they have certain, and the council doesn't have an impact on it. They meet certain criteria. They have a certain amount of experience. They have a certain amount of training, a certain amount of colleges, blah, 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 blah. Or what about the employee in the electricity who makes, you know, $150,000 a year, but is the equivalent of a commodity trader who makes millions of dollars a year through training? Yeah. Is that guy okay?
Yeah, you can't. Oh, of course.
Wait a minute. That's emotions, though. The guy makes $1 billion a year by trading gas futures. And that comes back to electric utility in terms of rates. He gets paid $150,000 a year plus benefits. He's paid. Can I find somebody super do the same thing who will take money? And, you know, I'm not saying should make all that. And I'm saying that all of them are underpaid or all of them are okay. But I've got to be something about it. Control.
Okay, I agree, and you know more than that, but I say so. I'll let you go on. But all I know is the attention of the council. Again, my only opinion is that the you know, it's $35,000 in permits and to build an 1,100 square foot house in Reading.
That's right.
Yeah, that is right.
I know. I say that's probably not appropriate. But I
sure. There's dollars left for the deputy. Those square points are built 15, 20 years. We haven't had any growth. There are permits needed on these deputies because it's a business to work. We're lethargic. All carpenters, they're starving for work out here. See, Red is what's holding it, so I'll let go here.
Thank you, Billy Bob. Easy morning. Hold it. I can't.
Okay.
Now I can hear you.
Over. Okay.
Hey, see.
Hey, you just said that word.
What?
It's not that we pay too much. It's that they retire. It doesn't matter if you're 30 or you can retire 53. Unfunded liability. How does the average employee put into his retirement or his health care we have to pay until they turn 65?
Are you believe that?
What?
How'd it happen?
We believe this. I'm doing this, but...
Well, wait a decent. Let's be really clear.
Okay.
It's the state did. Okay? And I can tell you that happened, okay? It was because the state prison guards union elected, poured millions into electing people to the state legislature in exchange for increased benefits.
And I know that...
Hold on, let me think. Increased, okay? State prison guard did that, went 3% at 50, whatever it was, and we used to be at 2%. And they legislated, and they stole cops out of jurisdictions. And they couldn't hire anybody. And so we had to offer cut just a guy on the beat. So,
I think you look at history. President Roosevelt, one of the best, always put up, he said, when we let government unionize, we will be bankrupt.
I agree with you, but blaming the local city council is not where should the blame should be.
And, you're right about the city council. The point is
the point is valid. You see, your point is valid. I don't disagree with your point. But we're blame-wise is not looking. And thank you for your call. Looking forward to about it.
I look forward to the city elections, and Carl's going to be having all the candidates coming up in the next couple weeks. I don't finish it off yet. Well, you up for what you want. What do you bring to the table that's different than what's been on the table before? Leadership is being for something, not being against something, you know? We got to get rid of that, get rid of the other. Well, okay. What do you want to give up? What part of government do you want to give up? I suggested one time we get rid of the whole Parks Department, defund the liabilities. That ain't anywhere. I mean, the problem exists. Who's going to deal with it exactly? And everyone has got a platform. Okay? And the question I just want answered for each of them is, how do you get a choice? Because if you're going to do something else, what are you going to do to it? Do you recognize that your constituency is not able that our campaign community, which is your constituency, includes everybody who votes you? What are you looking for? Great being with you this morning. I appreciate your attention. This is Ann Murray, Carl, back on Monday. So, now take some time and an act of kindness. You will have a better day as a result.
KCNR, Shasta,
and Spokane says storm will hit millions along the East Coast, even though it's more
very heavy rainfall. 10 minutes to go south, United States, north through Georgia, all the way to the east part of Carolina. And there'll be possible isolated maximums of 15 inches.
Happening down in Charles, South Carolina.
We are expecting serious winds, serious rainfall that can lead flash flooding, being down.
Charleston, Mecklenburg, Kelly, Matt Crory, you're not right through high.